This week, a court in Italy found Swiss industrialist Stefan Schmidheiny, along with his Belgian business partner, guilty of the deaths of hundreds of workers. Convicted of involuntary manslaughter in Turin, the two men were each sentenced to serve 16 years in prison. In addition, they will have to pay millions of euros in punitive damages. Schmidheiny and Jean-Louis Guilaine de Cartier were the main shareholders of the Eternit Genova company, which owned four asbestos factories in Italy. According to the court, more than 3,000 people died from the consequences of asbestos dust in those factories. Asbestos is a mineral fibre that was used in construction materials, which, if it gets into a person's lungs, can cause deadly cancer. Schmidheiny and Cartier were accused of knowing about the dangers of asbestos, but not taking the necessary measures to protect those who came into contact with it. Schmidheiny's lawyer has already announced his clients will appeal the decision. Not really a surprise, as the businessman has always claimed to have handled the situation properly, as he explained in this 1992 interview with Swiss Radio International.
Well, I grew up really in a vineyard. My parents' house is in the middle of a vineyard in forests. I think I developed a very natural sense for nature, for natural values from childhood. And I later had to address an environmental issue with the Eternit industry. We were one of the leading asbestos manufacturers in the world. It was a very tough challenge for me to convert that industry to other materials. And from then on, I really I was interested in this sort of topic as problems grew and as I became myself more and more aware how important they will be, and that they will most probably be the number one trend shaping the future of our businesses.
However, the court's verdict this week rejects Schmidheiny's version of the story. And for the plaintiffs and their supporters, the occasion is historic, as Laurie Cousin-Allen of the International Ban Asbestos Organization explained to Jessica Dacey.
Well, it's great in many different ways. It's great in the fact of how long it's taken to bring this case to trial. It's been at least 30 years of mobilizing victims and getting the community to visualize the effects that these practices have had on local people. So it's great in the length of time it's taken to get to the court. Then it's great in the fact that it's taken 10 years for the prosecutors to put this case together. And the time that the actual proceedings have been in court, which is nearly 2 years, the number of people whose lives have been destroyed by the asbestos operations in Casale Monferrato and the Italian town, their relatives. So in the numbers, it's great. And in the great expectations that people had to see justice done, we say it was great in that sense as well, because people need to have this disaster recognized. You need some kind of official recognition of what harm has been done to those that you love. So for all these reasons, indeed, this was a great trial, and the victory is a great one, a historic one.
And what will this victory mean to the other people who are wanting to bring such cases to court?
In many jurisdictions, we have had cases brought by victims for compensation. In fact, that's what happens in the UK. And in a sense, that is some recognition. But there has never been a trial brought by a public prosecutor for criminal charges against the people who made the decisions for these companies. So, for example, in Great Britain, not one person has been held to account for the asbestos deaths that have occurred in this country. And the fact that in Italy they have now found two of the executives guilty for their role in the asbestos operations of these companies is a phenomenal precedent. And I know that in France they are trying to replicate these efforts. Possibly they will do so in other countries which share the judicial systems that the people in Italy are blessed with.
Laurie Cousin-Allen of the International Ban Asbestos Organization talking there to Swiss Info's Jessica Dacey. And in the meantime, the asbestos cleanup continues in Switzerland and abroad.